you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, and thank you for making us your choice each day to, analyze the top stories of the day and to bulk up your brain so that you actually have some stuff in there rattling around that you know why you're making the decisions you're making. We say it all the time in the offices around Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live. We don't hire you to, operate a sound console or to send an email or do any of that stuff. We hire people around here to solve problems and to think. And if you think, you're going to be able to solve problems much more effectively than if you try to solve the problems without thinking. And this is where every single day I feel like our radio show provides a service for those of you listening, because we're forcing you to think. We're forcing you to consider what do I think about this policy or this person running for office or how this impacts my faith or my citizenship as a concerned citizen? How does truth impact me so that I live differently because the truth and I came into contact with each other? These are the things that we need to be asking ourselves. And I've got to tell you, friend, and those of you in New Jersey, you're voting today. A couple more weeks, those of you in New York, you're going to have your chance. And I know these are the primaries and it's the early stages and so forth. But listen to me. Listen carefully to me. If you have had the last 2 years of more frustration than you've had of satisfaction, if you have been tired of watching your rights be just run over like a railroad track instead of being protected and nurtured, if you're tired of doing all that you can do and can't figure out why those in public office hold to at least the same standard of integrity and effort that you do in your private sector life, then, friends, you have to ask yourself a question. Are you being served with the best service possible of the people that you've hired to fill those jobs? Because that's what elections are. Elections isn't they're not coronation. We're not making Andrew Cuomo the king when we swore him into governor in the last term. I'm hoping that whoever we swear in after him doesn't believe that they're being sworn in as king. Because it's not a coronation. These people don't sit over us. They may abuse power and try to use that position to hurt those that disagree with them. And certainly Governor Andrew Cuomo and Governor Phil Murphy have. But here's the real bottom line. If you want things to be different, if you want to see religious belief protected, if you want to see life protected, if you want to see taxes lowered, if you want to see strong national defense, if you don't want to be competing with people that are here illegally for jobs, if you want to see your children grow up in a safer and more respectful world, you have to make different decisions. Because what we have lived with for the last number of years in the tri-state have been awful decision makers. But friends, it's not their fault. We put them in those jobs. If you want to have someone who is thoughtful, who will think and solve problems, the problem solving starts with you. And if you don't know what you need to know in order to vote, then start learning right now. Research the race, research the candidates, and do the best that you can. And what we'll try to do is, here on Kevin McCullough Radio, give you the firepower, at least on some of the bigger races, to have at least an idea of where they stand. Then you can still make that decision for yourself. But if you want this, if you want something different than the same failed options, you've got to vote for someone different than the same people that have been there for the last 20 to 30 years. What have you gotten for it? What do you have to lose? I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.